Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
When you take a typical American family plus some friends and neighbors and then add one teenage boy, well, you needn't bother to stir things up. The boy will always attend to that. Henry Aldrich is no exception to the rule. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It's early morning.
Now, Alice.
Now, Mother.
Sam, I'm not crying.
Of course not, Alice.
Of course not, Mother. Here, take my handkerchief.
Alice, you knew Mary'd be doing a thing like this eventually.
Yes, only... Sam, she's so young.
You and Father wouldn't want me around the house for the rest of your lives, would you?
It's just a matter of getting used to the idea, Alice. You'll get over it in no time.
Of course you will, Mother. It's Henry Aldrich.
Oh, gee whiz.
Henry.
Henry Aldrich, how long have you been there under that piano?
Why, not long, Mary.
Dear, please get off the floor with your clean sweater.
Yes, Mother.
And what's in that gunny sack beside you?
Gunny sack? Mother, that's no gunny sack.
No?
Gee whiz, no.
Then what is it?
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich.
My goodness. Sam, it's Homer.
An understandable mistake, Alice. Henry, would you mind telling us what you and Homer were doing under that piano?
Doing, Father?
If you please.
Why, you might say we're looking for a golf ball, Father, that accidentally rolled under there from the hall.
A golf ball?
Yes, sir, and I was helping him.
You don't say.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Then may I ask why you didn't let us know you were there?
Why,
We didn't think it was polite to interrupt you.
Henry Aldrich, I never thought you'd stoop as low as spying under piano on your own sister.
Spying? Mary, I was spying?
Yes, you were.
Well, honest, Mary, we hardly heard a word, did we, Homer?
Gee, no, hardly a word.
Well, then suppose you each take an apple and go outside.
Outside?
Yes.
Before we find out why Mary's leaving home?
Homer!
Mr. Aldrich, I'm not nosy. I'm just naturally curious.
When the time comes for you boys to know, you will be told. Now run along, Henry.
Yes, Father. Come on, Homer.
Well, Alice?
Mother, won't you please give me your permission?
Boy, Henry, why do you suppose they're throwing Mary out of the house?
Homer, they're not.
No? She's throwing them out?
No, she's just leaving, peacefully.
What for?
Well, don't you get it? Mary's finally getting married.
Mary?
Sure.
Mary?
Sure.
To a fella?
Homer.
It's just that I've always looked at her as just a member of your family, not someone a person would marry.
Why not? Gee whiz, when you forget you're prejudiced, Mary's really a darn good-looking girl.
She is?
Sure.
Henry, who do you think she's doing it to?
Doing what to?
Getting married to.
Gee... Kermit Hannigan, I guess.
The Kermit Hannigan who's a reporter on the Times?
Well, who else could it be?
Oh, boy, Henry. You'll be able to get your name in the paper any time you want to.
Not exactly, Homer. Kermit sort of specializes in obituaries.
Now, Mary, I must start my housework.
But won't you say you'll let me first?
Alice, why not?
Sam, I told you I... Henry, why aren't you outside?
Why, we're just about to go, Mother. Come on, Homer.
Okay, and good luck, Mary.
Homer, we're not supposed to know.
You see, Mother, even Homer approves.
Dear, Homer is not your mother.
Why not say yes and get it over with?
Well, Mary, will you ask Alvin to let you come home to lunch every day?
All the way home?
Well, Mary, I'm sure he can spare you for that long.
Well, I'll ask him.
And tell him I insist that you take a nap in the afternoon.
Now, Alice.
Sam, she's always been a little weak since she had her tonsils out.
That was when she was 12.
I know, but she's never completely recovered.
Mother.
Now, Alice, I was 14 when I got my first job, and it did me a world of good.
Yes, Sam, but your tonsils were like iron.
Alice, why get so upset over a little thing like Mary getting a job?
Sam Aldrich, if your only daughter were going to work in a hardware store filled with saws and chisels, you'd be upset, too.
orders, boys.
Thanks, Mr. DeHaven.
Now, what'll it be, Mrs. Kilmer?
Gee whiz. Imagine. Poor little Mary getting married.
Homer, what's so terrible about that? Gee whiz, all people have to get married sometime. Show me one person who isn't.
Your Aunt Harriet.
She's a rare case, Homer. Besides, she's going to marry Alvin Springer someday.
The one who owns Springer's Hardware?
Yeah.
When?
Someday.
She better hurry if she's going to.
Homer, she's not that old. She's just around 40.
Sure, but where around 40?
Just around it, Homer. She's been that way for as long as I can remember.
Well, 40's a good place to get stuck, I guess.
Gee, you know, it's going to feel funny with Mary out of the house.
Funny how?
I don't know. I'll miss her. Gee, there's one swell kid, Mary. When I think of all the swell arguments we've had together, gee, there's one swell kid.
Henry, you'll get over it.
Sure, but just the same, every time I pass her empty room, I'll get a pain. Right here.
Excuse me, Henry, did I hear you say you had an empty room?
What's that, Mr. DeHaven?
If it's for rent, my nephew might go as high as $6 a week.
$6? Take it, Henry, take it.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. Mr. DeHaven, we're not renting the room. It's just that my sister Mary is getting married, we think.
You don't say.
Mr. DeHaven.
What's that, Mrs. Kilmer?
Do you have this in the lobby coming?
Yes, I'll be right with you. Well, if you decide to rent that room, Henry, let me know.
Gee, Henry, $6. Why did you turn him down?
Because it's ridiculous, that's why.
What's ridiculous about it? You said yourself every time you pass her room, you'll get a pain. Right here.
Oh, sure, only what would my father say?
Henry, he'll probably double your allowance if you bring in $6 extra a week.
I don't know.
You might even get more than $6 if you throw in breakfast.
Breakfast? Homer, my mother would never agree.
Why not? What's one more stranger at breakfast?
But that takes all the profit out of it.
Henry, how much can one egg and one orange and one cup of coffee cost? 10 cents. 15 at the most. 20 tops.
Suppose he wants 2 eggs.
We'll put that in the contract. 1 egg or his rent goes up.
Well,
as a matter of fact, if we're getting 8 for breakfast, think of all we could get if we threw in dinner.
Now listen, Homer.
Henry, if your mother doesn't object to breakfast, why should she to dinner?
But Daisy! Oh, my goodness.
Who was that on the phone, Mary?
Daisy Harper. And, Mother, she's never said anything so strange to me in my life.
Strange? How?
Well, I no sooner lifted the receiver when she said, "Why didn't I tell her first?" And then she burst out crying.
What?
Then she hung up.
What do you suppose made her say that?
I can't imagine. Unless...
Unless what?
You don't think she wanted that job at Springer's, too?
You think so?
Well, my goodness, she certainly has her nerve. Especially when she knows I'm taking the job because of Kermit.
Kermit?
Yes. He asked me what I did during the day. And, Mother, I've never been so tongue-tied in my life.
Oh, I'll see who that is. Hello?
Alice, this is Sam. Do you know any other Aldriches in Centerville?
Other Aldriches?
Yes, that might rent rooms.
No, Sam. Why?
Well, I just had a call from a man who heard from another man that we have a room for rent.
We?
With breakfast.
My goodness. What did you tell him?
That he obviously had the wrong party.
I should say so. My goodness, we just about have enough room for ourselves.
Can you hear me from under the car, Chester?
Yeah, sure. Hand me that hammer.
Gee, sure.
I'll get it, Hen. I'll get it. Here, Chester. Oops. Oh, boy. Did that get you, Chester?
No, not quite. It was a good try, though. What's the best offer you've gotten for the room so far?
Gee, a fellow went to $8 not more than 10 minutes ago.
Oh, as high as that?
Did we mention breakfast was included?
Yeah. And it's a nice room?
Well, I'll say it has double exposures.
Oh, yeah?
The person who's moving out had it for nearly 19 years.
You don't say. Where is this room, Henry?
Well, if I get permission at our house.
Yours? I didn't know you had an extra room.
We don't. But we're losing Mary.
Mary, your sister? She's sick?
No. She's getting married.
Oh, you don't say. Who's a lucky guy?
Well, I'm not absolutely positive. And, gee, I wouldn't want to start any unfounded rumors.
Oh, naturally. Henry, I'll take the room.
You will?
Oh, boy, Henry.
To tell you the truth, I'm not very happy where I am.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to get my mother and father's permission first.
Well, that shouldn't be any trouble, should it?
Well, I don't think
so. Henry, you won't have any trouble at all.
Okay. Now, will you excuse me while I make a phone call?
Sure, Chester, old kid. Henry, why don't we celebrate with a soda?
Number, please.
Elm 996.
Elm 996.
Henry.
Were you calling I, Chester?
How are the acoustics in Mary's room?
The acoustics? Well, Mary never had any trouble with them.
Oh?
Mrs. Smith, this is Chester. You know, the fellow who has your front room?
Yes?
Mrs. Smith, are you still against my practicing in my room?
I am.
Well, in that case, Mrs. Smith, it may interest you to know that I'm taking my instrument and moving.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. I've got at least 20 people waiting to snap up that room.
Tube of toothpaste, please.
Why, sure thing, Mary. Here you are. I guess you're looking forward to the big day.
My goodness, how did you hear about that?
Oh, I heard. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. DeHaven.
You must be pretty excited.
I am. It's my first.
I assumed it was.
Here's the money for the toothpaste.
Thank you. Who's the lucky man?
Aren't you nice? I wouldn't call him lucky, exactly. I'm very inexperienced. But it's Alvin Springer.
Who?
Alvin Springer.
The Alvin Springer Alvin Springer?
Yes. I've got to run along now. If you need any hardware, drop in.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I will. I definitely...
Oh, gee whiz. Can't you watch where you... Oh, my goodness, it's you two.
Gee whiz. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Henry, I'm in a hurry.
Well, goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Mary. Henry, now that I take a good look at her, you're right. She's darn pretty.
I know.
Gee, the more I look at her, the more I wish I'd noticed her when she was available.
Are you and Mary?
What's so crazy about that?
Well, hello there, boys.
Hi, Mr. DeHaven. Two double skyscrapers.
Yes, sir.
And, Mr. DeHaven, in view of business conditions, I don't think we can let your nephew have it for six.
Have what?
Mary's room.
Oh, yes. Well, Henry, you could have bowled me over with a feather when she told me who she was marrying.
She told you?
Sure. And the last man in the world I'd think of would be Alvin Springer.
What?
What?
Alvin Springer?
Old Alvin Springer.
Oh, gee whiz, Mr. DeHaven, you must be mistaken. She's not marrying Mr. Springer. She's marrying Kermit Hannigan.
Henry, she just told me herself. Two skyscrapers coming up.
Gee whiz, Henry. Mr. Springer.
Homer.
Of course, it has its good side. You'll never have to worry about nuts and bolts again.
Homer, don't be ridiculous. Mr. DeHaven must have misunderstood Mary.
In what way?
Gee whiz, Mr. Springer's promise to my Aunt Harriet. Why would he marry Mary?
Henry, tell me the truth. If you had your choice between Mary and your Aunt Harriet, which would you take?
And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry and Homer have unwittingly started a rumor that Mary is about to be married. But when the story returns to the boys, they're dumbfounded to learn that old Alvin Springer has entered the picture as Mary's prospective bridegroom. The scene opens in Alvin's hardware store. It is later that day.
Hello there, Mr. Springer.
Well, hello, Mary.
I thought I'd stop by and tell you I can take the job.
Well, that's fine.
My goodness, I had a terrible time before they said yes. Why is everyone so against women working?
Speaking of that, Mary...
Yes, Mr. Springer?
I hope you won't think I'm prying, but, well, once you start working here, you'll stay, won't you?
My goodness, why shouldn't I?
Well, I've been hearing a rumor that
You see, Mary, it takes time to train someone, and once I do, I want to be sure. You're not planning on getting married, are you?
My goodness, no.
Good.
That is, my goodness, yes.
Huh?
I mean, naturally, I hope to marry someday. But the young man I have in mind feels he should work his way out of obituaries first. And you know how long a thing like that can take.
Now, don't get the idea I'm against marriage. As a matter of fact, can you keep a secret?
Oh, yes.
I proposed to your Aunt Harriet last night.
You did? Well, my goodness. I'm so happy I'm going to kiss you.
Oh.
There, Uncle Alvin.
Oh, Mary, right in the front window of the store.
My goodness, why not? We're practically in the same family.
Yes, now that you mention it.
Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, goodbye, Mary. See you Monday morning, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock sharp.
Now, wait a minute, Henry. Shouldn't you count to 10 first?
Henry, my goodness, why are you so flushed?
Mary, I didn't believe it when I heard it. And boy, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I'd never believed it.
Believe what?
Naturally, you're free to do whatever you please, but you certainly ought to think of your family.
What are you talking about?
You know very well, and I certainly don't blame Mother for not wanting to give her permission.
Henry, why should you object to that?
Why not? Boy, I'll be the laughingstock of Centerville.
Just because I... Why, Henry, I never imagined you were that old-fashioned.
What?
And this is a free country, and I'll thank you to remember the Bill of Rights.
Okay, Mary, okay. But wait until Father hears about this.
Henry, come back. It may interest you to know he already has.
Mary.
Yes, Homer?
Mary, I may have a way out.
Out of what?
Mary. Mary, if I were to ask you to wait for me, would it sound ridiculous?
Wait for you to what?
Gee, it already sounds ridiculous.
Homer, you mean wait for you to marry me?
Are you mad?
Why, no, of course I'm not mad, Homer.
You're not? Oh, boy.
The only thing is...
Of course, I'd have to keep going to school until maybe someday I graduate. But if you help me with my algebra, that shouldn't take more than 3 or 4 years.
Homer!
And naturally, you'd have to get my parents' consent to give me away. But that shouldn't be too hard.
Homer!
Yes, Mary, dear.
Homer, naturally, I'm very flattered. You're very sweet to ask me, but I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Well, if it's money you're worried about, Mary, I think I can get my father to raise my allowance.
Homer, I don't have time to explain now, but I'm afraid I have someone else in mind.
I know, but Mary, don't you think I'm an improvement? Mary.
Now, Chester, control yourself.
Control myself, Mr. Aldrich. Do you realize what your son's done to me? Mrs. Smith has already rented my room.
I appreciate that, Chester.
I've got my bags and my instrument case outside. Where am I going to put them?
Instrument case?
Mr. Aldrich, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist that you find me someplace to live.
But, Chester...
And until then, there's just one thing I can do.
What?
Move in here.
Here, in my office?
I can sleep on the couch.
No, Chester.
And if we move the water cooler in here, I can shave by the window.
Now, wait a minute.
Father!
Henry, come in here.
Oh, boy, Father, do you know what's happened?
No, but I know what's going to happen. You're going to march right out of here and not come back until you found Chester a room.
Chester? Oh, gee whiz. Oh,
you sure got me in a fine pickle, Henry.
I know, but it wasn't definite.
Henry, let's not waste time. March.
But, Father...
You heard him, Henry. And be sure the room's big enough for my glockenspiel.
Mother, I could die. I could just die.
Mary, calm down.
Mother, how can I?
You'll have to try. Your nervous system won't be in any condition for dinner.
But, Mother, don't you realize what I heard on the bus?
What?
I'm getting married.
What?
Isn't that wonderful?
Dear, you mean just because you overheard some idle conversation on a bus, you're jumping to a conclusion like that?
Mother, it was Mrs. Kilmer, and she's never wrong.
Well, yes, but... Who is it?
I don't know. Mrs. Kilmer got off the bus before I found out.
Well, my goodness. Do you suppose those roses had anything to do with it?
What roses?
Well, they came for you a little while ago.
From who?
I don't know. There was no card with them. But do you know what was in the box?
I'll answer the door, Mother.
Try to control yourself, dear. Your hair's coming down.
I'm controlled, Mother. I'm controlled. But isn't this a mystery? Wait...
Kermit.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. Come in.
Thank you. Did my roses arrive yet?
Oh, you're the one.
Well, after I heard the news, I thought they're to show you how I feel, Mary.
My goodness.
But the reason I came over is, did you happen to find my umbrella among the roses?
Your umbrella?
It wasn't until I got back to the office that I noticed I had the card that went with the flowers in my hand, and my umbrella was gone.
Oh, I'll certainly keep my eye out for it.
Thank you.
And you didn't have to go to anything as expensive as flowers.
That's okay, Mary. After all, a thing like this only comes once in a lifetime. And Mary...
Yes, Kern.
We'll always be friends, won't we?
I certainly hope so.
And I'm sure you'll be very happy.
Well, I hope you will be, too.
I'll try, but frankly, it may be a little hard.
Why, Kermit...
Mary, I guess this is goodbye.
Goodbye? Aren't you coming over tonight?
Well, Mary, after all, I mean, do you think I should?
My goodness, why not?
Well, I mean, what'll Mr. Springer say?
Mr. Springer? What does he have to know?
Mary!
Just because I'm going to work in his hardware store?
Work? You're going to work after you're married?
Well, of course, Kermit, that's up to you.
Me?
Yes. I feel the husband should always decide things like that.
Mary, do you mind if I sit down on this umbrella stand? I suddenly feel weak.
Of course not.
Mary, aren't you marrying Alvin Springer?
What?
Well, that's what I heard. I mean, someone told me Henry said...
Henry?
I think.
Well, if that isn't the most ridiculous thing I ever heard...
You mean you're not?
Now, Kermit, why should I marry someone like Alvin when I knew you were just around the corner? I mean...
Mary, I...
What, Kermit, what?
I'm stuck in the umbrella stand.
Aldrich, you come in here.
Mary, I haven't got time to... Kermit, what are you doing here?
Henry Aldrich, what are you going around saying?
Well, I'm saying something, Mary.
Henry, Mary isn't marrying Alvin.
She isn't?
Of course not. I'm just working for him.
Well, gee whiz.
And you should know better than to start rumors like that.
Mary, I give you my word of honor. I didn't start it.
No?
Gee whiz, no. I heard it from someone.
Who?
Who? Let me think now. Who was it? Who was it?
Henry, is that you?
Oh, gee whiz. Yes, Father.
Henry, have you
Father,
found a room?
Aren't you going to say hello to Kermit?
Oh, yes. Hello, Kermit. Henry.
Mr. Aldrich, while I have you here... while I have you here, sir...
Wait until after dinner, Kermit. We never discuss things with Father on an empty stomach.
What's that?
Father, if you're worried as to why I'm home, all I'm going to do is get a little nourishment, then I'm going to put my nose right back to the grindstone and find Chester a room.
You haven't found one yet?
Father, honest, I've looked everywhere. The only empty room I could find was in the YWCA.
I see.
And they won't let Chester above the ground floor there. What's Homer doing here at a time like this?
It must be dinner time.
And I've got Chester a room.
You have? Oh, boy, Father, did you hear that? Gee whiz, Homer, where did you find one?
Over in my house.
Your house? I didn't know you had an extra room, Homer.
We haven't. I'm renting a mine.
Yours?
For $14. So, Hen, could you come outside and help me with my trunk?
What?
Your trunk? What's your trunk doing over here?
Well, gee, Mr. Aldrich, I've got to have some place to live.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Once and for all, we are not renting any rooms in this house.
But, Mr. Aldrich, that's the beautiful part of it. I don't intend to pay a cent.
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith.